Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's been a journey. It's been a day. It's been a week. But nevertheless, God, nevertheless, He's yet on the throne. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, hallelujah, called to pray. And it is tea time with Jesus and me and my friends, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Now, I'm going to do something first and foremost. I'm going to give you a number, and I'm going to ask you to give me a call and just give me a shout out. That number is 678-609-3452. 678-609-3452. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Yes, we will. A friend of mine put up a post on Facebook, and she said, you have to choose. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose that you're going to have a good day. Hallelujah. We're just resting in the knowledge that God Himself is in control, the mighty Creator, the Almighty God, the only true and living God. Oh, God, we thank you for tearing down every stronghold. We thank you for tearing down every wall, every partition. Father God, that would keep us from understanding, for knowing for sure that you are our Father and that you love us. Without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you for tearing it down, Lord God. Hallelujah, and having your angels standing guard around us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your wonderful name, your kind name, your sweet name, your sovereign name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, God, we need you. There is none that can help us but thee, oh, God. And we need to know without a shadow of a doubt, not wavering, that you are our Father and we shall not want. Hallelujah. You care for us. Almighty God, let it soak and penetrate us. Almighty God, that we know that we are loved by you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. You didn't send your Son for us to not to know for sure that you love us. Almighty God, Almighty God. So many are going through so many things, Almighty God. But we know that you stand tall with us, and we thank you for it, Almighty God. We thank you for it. Our spirit man leaps with joy and confidence that you are our God and that you are with us. And you send us help from the sanctuary, and you can step out of eternity, hallelujah, and step into time and feel about us. And we thank you for lifting us up. Oh, God, lifting us up high, Almighty God, as the eagles soar, so we soar in the spirit. And secured in the knowledge that you're in control. Nothing can happen, God, unless you have given your permission. And you're surrounding us with protection, surrounding us and overflowing us with your love, Almighty God. We glorify you. We thank you for how you're easing the bodies that are wrecked with pain. Thank you for how you're securing your people, Almighty God, rescuing your people, making right decisions right now. Almighty God, we thank you for being a doctor. You are the great physician. Shambo Kondadet, you are the God that heal your people. And we thank you for the manifestation of it. Rama Kundadet, you are the God that defend your people. And we thank you for the manifestation. You're the God that make the crooked ways straight. You're the God that grants favor, and we thank you for favor today. We thank you for favor, God. Wherever our name is, we thank you that we have favor with men and favor with you, great God. And Father, we ask that you forgive us for every sin that we have committed. The word said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Father, we thank you for forgiving us as we ask you to forgive us. Your word said that you're just to forgive us when we humble ourselves and acknowledge our sins before you. Great God Almighty, we won't have and not insult you, and think that one sin is greater or lesser than another. Great God from Zion, we thank you this morning from cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Shambo Kundalina. Holy God, hallelujah, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest race, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. Almighty God, we know that all other ground is sinking sand. So we thank you this morning that we're standing on the rock. Shambo Kundera. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word surrounding us and manifesting in our lives. We thank you for your blessings manifesting in our lives. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Almighty God, for how you're protecting the school children. For you are God, and none, Almighty God, is greater nor powerful than thee, Almighty God. So we thank you for saving. We thank you for rescuing. We thank you, hallelujah, for how you protect, how you heal, how you deliver, and how you set free. We glorify you, God. We ask that you walk tall in these United States. We give you glory, Holy God. We thank you for ordering our steps. Hallelujah. We thank you for your will, your way, and your plans. We thank you that we hear your voice, and another we will not follow. Thank you. We have a heart to perceive and do your will. Hallelujah. Eyes to see. Almighty God, clear and sharp. Almighty God, we thank you that we have a heart of compassion. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Almighty God, towards our brothers and our sisters. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. You are the sovereign Lord. You and you alone, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, Almighty God, in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you that you perfect the things that concern your servant. Hallelujah. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered me out of all, hallelujah, my troubles, hallelujah. Let that be our word, that our God is a deliverer, hallelujah. He changes the heart, the stone, into flesh, hallelujah. Oh, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Stir up the gifts regardless of the age. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory. Let us know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, sweet and sour. Rumble condena. Some come with a sweet voice, but it's sour. We glorify you, great God. We thank you this morning. Speak to us and through us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name. You're altogether wonderful. You're lovely. Thank you for being our support. Thank you for being our undergird. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Master. Thank you for being our King. And nothing can separate us from your love. Oh, God, allow your love to manifest in us. Allow it to just flow, Holy God, Holy God. Who do we have in heaven and earth but thee, great God? You and you alone, Almighty God. We lift up our eyes to you, Almighty God. We lift up our eyes to you. Our hope, our faith to you, great God. Hallelujah. We lift up and we cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy art thou. Oh, and holy we are because you have made it unto you, Almighty God. May we never forget, and may we walk pleasing in thy sight in the earth, Almighty God. Thank you. Remember all those who are in the vineyard working, empower, encourage, and provide. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Remember those on the sick list, those on the prayer list. Remember every request, Almighty God. Touch, touch, set free, heal, and deliver. Save, Almighty God. Help, Almighty God. Hope, Almighty God. Rest, Almighty God. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
for we trust in thee. Hallelujah. Peace in the boardroom. Peace. Peace. Shalom in the workplace. Shalom. Hallelujah. Peace on the highway and the byway. Peace, Almighty God. Shalom. Hallelujah. Walk with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Let your word satisfy us. Give us understanding and allow us to go stronger in thee. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. We love you, Lord. We know. We know, we know, we know, we know you love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you, the word that you sent. For you so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. To rescue us. Hallelujah. And nothing, nothing can separate us from your love. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord God, and we bless your most holy name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. God has his way. Hallelujah. I had my outline. Hallelujah. God's outline is so sweet and so kind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to encourage you today to remember just how much you are loved by God. Amen. Hallelujah. And to remind you how God loves us so. Hallelujah. You're loved by him, and just how much he loves you. It's crucial that we get a good understanding that our Father loves us. He won't forsake us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we should encourage our brothers and sisters. There may be some who have got caught up in the snares of this world and find themselves in an unfamiliar place, and a place even maybe of shame or hurt or disappointment, whatever. But we can't turn our nose up and say, well, how could they feel that way? How could they get that way? They should have known better. Okay, that may be true. But what about you? What about me? Hallelujah. How many times have we failed God? And God just didn't show our errors, our sins, put it on display, huh? So let's not be so quick to criticize, to turn our nose up at one another. Amen? Let's be more willing and more apt to ask God to help them. How about that? Just say, God, help them. It's so good when we get help from God, and when we can pray for a brother and a sister who found themselves caught up in a fault. Scripture says, ye who are spiritual. You know, you're spiritual. One is caught up. Now you need to remember your own self. Uh-huh. Don't think you have that halo over your head and you can turn your nose. Yes, some things may surprise you, but then what we need to do is just ask God to help them. Restore, and then we are to restore them. Amen? Amen. Love, the scripture says, Yeshua said, how will the world know that you are my disciples? By the love you show one towards another. Hello. Let's do that. It is so good to love instead of hate and throwing off on people and turning your nose up at people. They're already down and you want to stomp them. Oh, God, extend a loving hand. Let it be genuine, because you never know when you will need someone to extend a loving hand to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your arms around them. Hallelujah. Because God will do it and has done it for you and I. Hallelujah. And if you haven't done this, you did that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 and 8. Who also, let's do 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Okay. That was a mouthful. Read it. Colossians 1 and start at the 9th verse. That should be our prayer. And let's see what 3 says. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is to come unto you, as it is all the world, and bring forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Read it. Read it. Hallelujah. We're praying and wanting the will of God. And we want each one of us to know the will of God. Knowing God's will, that's a satisfier right there. Hallelujah. It is indeed a satisfier. For we can stay in the Word and hear the Word and know that we that the word is alive and it's truth. It's God written for us to read and understand God's will and God's way and God's plan. There's no confusion there. So let's just concentrate on Colossians 1. And we really want us as a group to start reading at the 9th verse and go over to the 13th verse. And let's just read it in different check out different versions so you can get a clear understanding. In other words, what I'm asking for us to do is really study this word, this scripture, and let's see if we can begin to display the love of God and the will of God in our lives so that we can be a witness, a faithful witness to God and the love that he has for the whole world. Because his desire is that none would perish. Amen. And not so much that there's a trick and a scheme, but we're children of God who want to know our Father's will and our Father's desire for us, what it looked like to be a child of God and display it in the earth. We don't want to be like a little girl who's played in the sand pile, gotten all dusty and dirty, hair looks good, but it's sand in it, and sand in the shoes and on the face, and then you turn around and put a beautiful dress on her without cleaning her up. See, it won't work. So we have to begin allow to be clean and cleansed. The word will clean us, and the word will cleanse. It's cleansing power. And so as we, the word cleanse, not only do we look like it, or what people are seeing is genuine. Amen. It is genuine. That is a child of God. When they say they look, that means you're demonstrating, walking in it. You are actually, and people will try you to see, but they don't want you to fail. The world want to believe that what we're saying, we believe it. And if we walk in it and we believe what we say, I think that's a powerful statement to the glory of God, how he can transform lives. And he can, and he will, if we allow him. So let's just allow his word to be our priority. And I am just sure that we begin to take on the image of God, of Christ in the earth. We be imitators of God, imitators of Christ. Hallelujah. His word more important than watching television, getting on the phone, and spending so much time. We just need to put that in check. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, we're just about coming to the end. So let's go to Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom. Hallelujah. And Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, from stumbling, from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God loves you. Don't ever forget it. He cares. Don't ever forget it. And let's love each other. Let's be kind and thoughtful, and let's pray one for another. And remember, place it in your heart to do, you will accomplish it. Because he has said so. Children loved of the Most High God, until we meet again, I am Pastor Marcus Lee. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful week and enjoy your Sabbath worship.